Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing feature. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker here with Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And we have got two shows coming at you this weekend for the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup. But before we get to that, Mr. McLean, in the winner's circle on Thursday at Churchill Downs.
Thanks, my friend. Appreciate it much that you acknowledged that. It was a, I tell everybody, that was my Breeders' Cup. It was a maiden claim and race, first-time starter filly that it's very special for a lot of reasons, Buzzy, but I bred this filly. And, you know, when you breed one, it's a five-year endeavor just to kind of get the breeding done and get them on the ground and then get them weaned and get them broken as a yearling. And so it's a long, long process, and you get to know them very, very well. And Ed DeRose asked me in the paddock yesterday, what's it like? And I said, it's like raising your children. There are a lot of good days, and there's some days where you wish you weren't in it. But yesterday is proof positive of why you have children, and it's a proof positive of why you're in the horse business too.
Absolutely. Okay, so, all right, we will talk some more about that at a further time. But let's first of all talk about, and again, we'll have a fresh show Saturday morning for the Saturday card. We want to talk about the Friday card, and we want to remind folks, we're going to talk about it a little bit here, but all of Gene's selections for the Breeders' Cup are going to be at the PressBoxLTS.com. So let's talk first of all about Friday at the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, and this day it's dedicated to the two-year-olds, Buzzy. There's five races, five major grade one stakes that are part of the Breeders' Cup. It starts with the Breeders' Cup turf sprint. Three of these races are on the grass, two are on the dirt, but all are dedicated to the two-year-olds. And really, I want to talk with you today, Buzzy, about three horses in particular. And then if people are interested, go to the site. We've got a complete analysis of each and every race. We've got our picks. We've got information. The podcasts are ready to go. And I think there's a lot of information out there that on each and every race and the top horses in each and every race.
Okay. All right. Three horses you want to talk about today.
Yep. The first one will be in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. And this is a filly that's going to be running against the colts. And, you know, our conventional thinking, Buzzy, is, you know, well, that normally doesn't work well in athletics or sporting ventures. But let me tell you, in horse racing, particularly at the earlier ages, these two-year-olds, fillies hold their own and then sometimes exceed the abilities of the colts. And I really think one stands out in this race by the name of Kamari, trained by Wesley Ward. This is a two-year-old daughter of Munnings and comes out of a race at Keeneland called the Indian Summer Stakes, Buzz. She won that race. It was her third win in four starts. Her only loss came at Royal Ascot, where she was second. And, Buzzy, there were 25 horses in that race. So she beat 23 of them. And only one beat her by a head. But this filly, Buzzy, is I think a standout in this field. She is she has shown a lot of speed in her first three starts, but in the last one she broke dead last. She was dead last at the quarter pole. I mean, in a 5.5 furlong race, and she passed nine of them to win going away. Mike Smith got his first ride on Kamari. He'll be back on her today, Friday, first day of the Breeders' Cup. Buzzy, take a strong look at Kamari.
Okay, that's Kamari. What else you got for us, my friend?
In the Breeders' Cup, Juvenile Distaff, I really love a filly that won at the Alcibiades at Keeneland as well, Buzzy. A filly that's undefeated in two starts by the name of British Idiom. British Idiom is a two-year-old daughter of Flashback. Broke the maiden on first start at Saratoga, going 6 furlongs. She won by 3.5 that day as the favorite for Brad Cox. Came back after that race, about two months later, at Keeneland, going two turns for the first time and stretching out to a mile and a 16th, and she won by 6.5 lengths in the Alcibiades, beating Perfect Alibi, who I think is really a top-notch two-year-old filly as well. British Idiom, I think, is really the horse to beat in the juvenile fillies on the dirt. They'll be going the same mile and a 16th distance she won at Keeneland. I really love this filly, British Idiom.
Okay, that's two. What about the third?
The third may be the best two-year-old that in my lifetime, but I say that sincerely. This horse I wrote about today in a story of Dennis's Moment, a two-year-old colt by Tisnow, who's trained by Dale Romans for the Albaugh family. One of the best group of people I've ever met, Dennis Albaugh, his son-in-law Jason Lausch, just stellar people. And they've had a really good run of it after getting in the horse business. They had horses like J-Boy's Echo and some other really nice horses that just haven't had that Derby winner yet. And this very well could be it, Buzzy. Dennis's Moment, I was touted on about 2 months before he ever ran his first race. I called Dale Romans, who was having a tough spring meet. I think he probably had one winner in 86 starts or some astronomical number. And Dale's a friend of mine. And I called him. I said, "Hey, Dale, I just called to cheer you up." And before it was over, he was cheering me up. But you know
how he is.
You know, he's one of the most affable, friendly people and optimistic people you know. And we chatted for a half an hour or so. And he said, "Hey, before I let you go, I want to tell you about this horse I got in the barn by the name of Dennis's Moment." He said, "If he's half as good as I think he is, we may have something special." And he's, after the first race where the jock fell off, he's won two in a row. He won the Iroquois, a grade three race at Churchill on his last start. Shipped out to California about a month early. Trained so well over that track. Buzzy, Dennis's Moment, like I said, maybe the best two-year-old I've ever seen. And maybe a really special one as he grows up and matures.
Okay, so remember that you can get all of Gene's picks for today's Stars of the Future card. You can get them all at thepressboxlts.com. And, of course, all the selections for Saturday at the Breeders' Cup as well. Mr. McLean, congratulations again. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow about the Saturday card.
Looking forward to it, Buzzy. This is really exciting times. Got it kick-started yesterday and had a little fun, and we'll talk about that in a little bit later today. But I want to get you there the next time she runs. I got to get your picture taken.
Let's go. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Okay, let me